Wednesday, July 30th. The first reading from Exodus chapter 34, verses 29 through 35. As Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the commandments in his hands, he did not know that the skin of his face had become radiant while he conversed with the Lord. When Aaron then and the other children of Israel saw Moses and noticed how radiant the skin of his face had become, they were afraid to come near him. Only after Moses called to them did Aaron and all the rulers of the community come back to him. Moses then spoke to them. Later on, all the children of Israel came up to him, and he enjoined on them all that the Lord had told him on Mount Sinai. When he finished speaking with them, he put a veil over his face. Whenever Moses entered the presence of the Lord to converse with him, he removed the veil until he came out again. On coming out, he would tell the children of Israel all that had been commanded. Then the children of Israel would see that the skin of Moses' face was radiant, so he would again put the veil over his face until he went in to converse with the Lord. Haydock Commentary. For radiant, the Latin Vulgate has horned, that is, shining and sending forth rays of light like horns. The Septuagint has encircled with glory. St. Paul in 2 Corinthians 3:7 says the Hebrews could not look steadfastly at the face of Moses on account of the glory of his countenance. Hence he was forced to have a veil, which the apostle observes was not taken off from the old law till Christ appeared. The Jews and heretics still read the law and the gospel with a veil over their eyes and heart, without understanding them, as they are hidden to those who perish. 2 Corinthians 4:3. These rays of light had not appeared before, though he had often conversed with the Lord. But now, having seen the glorious vision, they adhered to him during the remainder of his life, particularly when he enforced the obligations of the law to the people. At first, Moses spoke uncovered, but then he had put a veil over his face as soon as he perceived that they could not bear the blaze of his countenance. This he did out of modesty, that they might not be afraid of coming to speak freely to him. Though it was also mysterious, as St. Paul remarks, for even until this day when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. 2 Corinthians 3:15. Likewise, it is on the heart of heretics who cannot see the church. So says St. Augustine. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 13, verses 44 through 46. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it." Haydock Commentary. This hidden treasure is the gospel of Christ, which conducts to the kingdom of heaven. Thus he who by the knowledge which the gospel affords has found the kingdom of heaven should purchase it at the expense of everything most near and dear to him. He cannot pay too great a price for his purchase. This eternal kingdom, faith opens to your view, but it does not put you in possession of it without good works.